condannata okay.
Well, yes.
Where is your brother?
He's coming,
both or one?
No, this brother not coming.
This brother not coming?
What shlok you have done?
Jatasya I dhruvom ritur. Jatasya I dhruvom ritur.
Jatasya I dhruvom ritur.
Jatasya i dhruvam ritur, dhruvam janma amritasya cha, tasmad, tasmad apariarte,
nasacitum,
arhasitum.
I don't look what to do there, close your eyes.
Jatasya i dhruvam ritur. Durvam janma mitrasya cha tasmad aparyarye napam sasyum arash.
Not is fully remembered.
During massage.
Oh, by
during massage. Malisha samay bole diye bolchi.
Both. What is the meaning?
So, in this world, you have to take birth, and then you have to die, and then take birth again. So, you must have this, so you don't have to lament by your beauty.
Okay, one who is taking birth in this world have to die also, and in this way, all a person have a circle of death and birth in this world. So in he has to suffer, and in this in his time, he has not to lament.
Will you die?
First birth.
No, he's asking, will you
will
die?
Will you die?
Yes.
And after that, what will be?
Will be other birth.
Again, you will have to die. And after that?
Again, you will have to die.
So it is a circling order.
Right.
It will not be stopped. So many measuring suffering in this. So, what is our main duty to do?
To chant Hare Krishna and try to stop
Yeah. Serve Guru and try to reach Shri Krishna.
Giving up all activities. Before your death, at once, you should chant, remember Krishna.
Under guidance of Gurudev.
Archayam eva haraye, pujam yashradhaye hate, natad bhakteshu chanyeshu sabhakta prakrita smita.
Archayam eva haraye, pujam yashradhaye hate, natad bhakteshu chanyeshu sabhakta prakrita smita.
Archaham eva haraye pujyam shradaye hate tatat bhakteshu chanyesu sa bhakta prakritah smritah.
Brinde.
Archayam eva haraye pujyam ya prakriteh
shradaye hate
natat bhakteshu chanyesu sa bhakta
Prakriti smita.
Not prakriti.
Ya bhakta.
Ya
bhakta.
Archayam eva haraye. Pujanya pujanya shradaye yate. Sa na tad bhakteshu chanyeshu. Sa bhakta prakriti smita.
Shri Haveer is explaining to King Mimi the qualities of the Kanishta Bhakta. So he has given the qualities of the Uttam Bhakta, the Madhyam, and now the Kanishta. Kanishta Bhakta is one who serves the deity of the Supreme Lord with faith, but he's unable to properly respect the Vaishnavas and cha anyeshu, people in general. Such a person is a prakrita bhakta, or a materialistic devotee.
Kanishta
bhakta.
Why it has been told bhakta? Kanishta bhakta?
Because he is like the shadow of a bhakta. Not he's
doing worship of Hari.
He's doing worship of Hari.
Yes.
Havi Navayogendra is explaining the qualities of a Kanishta Bhakta. He says the Kanishta Bhakta, he worships Lord Hari and he has faith in Lord Hari, but he has no faith in the other devotees of the Lord or other people, so he has no respect for them. So this is a prakriti.
Why he will give honor to general persons? Understand?
So he doesn't have proper understanding who is bhakta, who is not bhakta. He thinks a materialistic person, he is a very good man. Yeah, he is pious, he is. But he doesn't understand what are the real qualities of bhakta.
He thinks he is bhakta. So,
what do you want to say?
All of the things.
That the Madhyam Adhikari, the Madhyam bhakta, he can make differentiation, but the Kanishta doesn't know how to make that differentiation.
Why he will honor general people? Tad bhaktesu, oh, it is all right. But why?
Why should he?
Jani Krishna Adhisthan.
Jive Samman Dive Jani Krishna Adhisthan.
Oh, everywhere Krishna is there. Mm-hmm. Everywhere. We know or not. Mm-hmm. So we should do. Even a trina.
The blade of grass.
Are you?
Here the sentence I described of a person who is practicing bhakti and has so much shraddha to worship Shri Krishna in his murti form. But he does not recognize, understand who is Krishna's bhakta or who is not Krishna's bhakta. And for this reason, he also does not understand how to properly respect, yeah, general living entities. He will not be able to, and because of that, yeah, he is in very precarious situation. But by good association, continuing to worship Shri Krishna, he will gradually improve.
So this shloka is describing the qualification of a prakriti bhakta, means a materialistic devotee. The qualification is he's called a bhakta because he's worshipping with faith Sri Hari. But this faith is not actually based on Vedic injunctions, it's not based on Siddhanta. It's materialistic faith, and because he has no association of devotees, he doesn't understand what is Brahma, what is Bhagavan, and what is Paramatma. So he doesn't see that Krishna is in everyone's heart. And because he also has a tendency to be in a bodily conception, he is puffed up. He doesn't practice Trina Apisinichina. So therefore he has no respect for other bhaktas, real bhaktas, and Uttama and Madhyam bhaktas. So in this way, he gets some benefit only if he understands the will Siddhanta by proper by the knowledge given to the real devotees, and in this way he can, you know, progress in his bhakti. Otherwise, he will just remain a kanishka bhakti.
After explaining the characteristic of Uttama Ma Bhagavata and Madhyama Bhakta, now this verse is explaining the main characteristics of the Karista Bhakta. He's a materialistic devotee, as the verse says, that because he's worshipping with faith and following all the rules and regulations of Shastra, Ishvara, Hari, Shri Hari. But he is not able to discriminate who is Uttama Bhakta, who is Madhyama Bhakta, who is Kanista Bhakta, and who is common people, general people. So therefore, he's in a situation that his bhakti is not, his shraddha is not developing, and he's staying in that position, very, very precarious position.
What is your show?
Acharyam eva hare pujamya shudayate natad bhakti sucanyasu na bhakta prakrita smita.
Sabhakta.
Sabhakta prakrita smita. Means that one who only has faith in Archan, deity worship, but he doesn't know how to properly deal with the other devotees, such as Madhyam Nas, that person is known as a Kanishta Bhakta or a materialistic devotee.
You?
Acharya.
Why you make late?
Because usually she called me, but today she not called me.
So you should be eager yourself.
Yeah.
She will, you should tell her that we should go.
She will not eat for you.
Acharyam eva haraye pujam yashadayate natadvakte sutanyesu sa bhakta prakritasmita.
What
then? So meaning is this loka is describing the
who is telling?
Sri Havi, the one of the nine Yogendra in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, and is describing the Kanista Bhakta, and is saying that this kind of Bhakta are very much faith in worshipping the deities in the temple, but at the same time they don't give proper respect to other devotees or to people in general, and so for this reason they are called Prakrita Bhakta or low devotees.
For tomorrow?
Packing and traveling.
Not going.
কাল এমন সময় চলে যেতে হবে ওদেরকে।
হ্যাঁ
কালকে এমন সময় ওদেরকে চলে যেতে হবে
এয়ারপোর্ট।
আর আমরা
2 ঘন্টা পরে
কালকেই। আমি মনে হয় যে পরশু।
না না না
কাল তো নো ওয়ার্কিং নো।
গুরুদেব ইন চৈতন্য চরিতামৃতা তপন মিশ্রা হি ইজ ডিসক্রাইবড অ্যাজ কনিষ্ঠ বৈষ্ণব। How can we reconcile? Tapan Mishra, Mahaprabhu visiting in Banaras. Yeah. He is described as a Kanishta by in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
What is it written?
I will check.
Yeah.
You will see. Okay. Sadhya
Sambandha Kentu Teni Kanishta Adhikari Shilane Erakam Sana. Kanishta Adhikari cannot ask the question Sadhya and Sadhana.
Okay.
Madhyam Adhikari can. So I have doubted that you have.
I will check.
Oh, then not for tomorrow.
The day
now,
after.
Now our school is closed. For summer vacation. And we are going to chutti manane ke liye India mein.
We are going back
to go on vacation to India for 4 months. We will see you in Kartik.
We have a ticket to India. We already have a ticket.
Okay.
Very good. For Kartik?
Yes.
Again, next year in Italy?
I hope. You want to come again in Italy?
Italy?
All out once.
So, for sure.
What do you want? It will be burden for you.
Sorry?
It will be a burden for you.
Burden. No.
That's
by
true.
Your mercy, no.
Burden of love.
Yes. If the date will match, you know, we are only afraid that the date will be okay.
If anyone will request that in my country it should be, we will think otherwise here.
Mm.
Oh, they are telling, you know, in, if we do it in Holland, it will be 2 times expensive than here.
And then better.
And
yes.
Climate,
Germany also.
If climate
is bad here, still it is not so cold. But in Holland or Germany,
now
climate is not like here.
Holland cold and windy.
Achyuta Prabhu is in favor of doing it here. Who?
I second that.
Okay.
If possible, we will take the same place. If possible, they will say, okay, we will take the same place, Venice.
There. This time.
Yeah.
Oh, very big for all.
Yes.
And it is nearer to ocean.
We can
go to work. Here also working better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Yes, very good food.